Hey, I'm Dave Michaels, and I'm on the phone with Josh Nora, co-host of the nationally syndicated public radio show, The Latin Alternative, heard on WEXT Friday nights at 11 p.m. Josh, how are you?
I'm great, Dave. It's hard to believe it's already been 300 episodes. 10 years flies.
The 300th episode is going to air on March 1st. It's been a long, strange trip, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing, Dave. You know, I remember when we started on just one station, WEXT, and here we are on almost 50 stations 10 years later. It's a show that really is a labor of love, but a lot of people have responded very positively to.
Congrats to both you and your co-host, Ernesto Lechner. This show started as an idea, really, back in 2008. I'm talking to you, you're out in California, but you're a 518er. You were born and raised right here in the Capital Region. You got fed up with the music scene out here and the music that was being played on the radio. You couldn't find the music that you loved, so you moved out west. And then afterwards, we started up this radio station and started playing Latin music.
That's the irony, Dave. Yes. But you can say you can take the boy out of Slingerlands, but you can't take the Slingerlands out of the man. But it's true. I grew up in the Capital District, love Latin alternative music. And initially, I moved to New York after college. I was booking a lot of Latin alternative artists to play concerts at Cornell University, and then kind of wound up being the publicist to many of the biggest, you know, Grammy-winning Latin rock bands. Later went to law school, and then by the time I connected with you guys, I was vice president of Nacional Records, which at the time was the big label for artists like Nortec Collective and Los Fabulosos Cadillacs and Manu Chao. And I remember, I told Chris Wink, I remember at the time I was looking at a radio report, and suddenly we saw Manu Chao getting like 20 spins a week in Albany, New York. And I was like, what is this? How is this possible? I fled Albany because no one was supporting this music that I love so much. And I cold called Chris, and he said, no, we're this cool new station, WEXT, and we love your groups like Manu Chao and Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. And he invited me to do a one-time episode. It wasn't called The Latin Alternative. I think we were calling it sort of like Latin Alternative for Gringos or something like that. But it was just a one-hour episode when I was back home visiting my folks. And it got a really positive response. I think people were calling Chris and saying, what is this music? And so Chris asked, would you like to do a Latin alternative music show? And I said, sure, as long as I don't have to fly back to Albany every week. but it's been great. You know, Ernesto Lechner, my co-host, is the longtime music critic for the LA Times. He's also been a writer for Rolling Stone for many years. And it's been great to have him as my co-host. He's also, I can proud to say, a very close personal friend. And, you know, we joke we're the musical yin and yang. My tastes tend to run more towards the harder-edged rocking and hip-hop-oriented side of Latin, and his tastes tend to be more Latin jazz and salsa and even classical music. But I think it's a dynamic that works and has worked very well for the last 10 years.
Absolutely has. And as you mentioned, it started right here on WEXT in Albany, New York. It's spread to over 35 stations around the country. In the beginning, nationally syndicating the show wasn't in the cards. We never even thought about that, but other people picked up on how cool and how hip this music is. And it's now in some pretty big cities, LA, Philadelphia, Chicago. Are you even surprised to hear how wildly popular a show featuring Latin music is in areas of the country like Iowa, Montana, and Alaska?
It's been pretty amazing, Dave, but you know, I'm as a huge booster of Latin alternative music, I can't say I'm totally surprised. I've always felt from day one that this music will connect with non-Spanish speakers, that it's the thing that I like about Latin alternative is in some ways similar to what I love about non-Latin alternative music as well. It's when it's fusing different genres and, you know, with a group like Fabulosos Cadillacs, where they might mix tango with punk and reggae, or Nortec Collective mixing norteño, you know, regional Mexican music with techno. That's what I really dig. And it's not necessarily about the lyrics for a lot of listeners. It's about the sound and hearing something cool maybe that they'd never heard before. It's always great. We get emails saying, hey, what was that weird Chilean hip-hop song you heard? And I think it's more about the sound that's been connecting with people. And yeah, it's amazing to see not just that we're popular in Dallas or LA, but airing on affiliates in places like in the Aleutian Islands of Alaska.
It's pretty cool. So you'll hear somebody like Ana Tiju next to David Byrne, for instance.
Yes, we've always had a very open mind. And I think that's the other thing, is that we're happy to play non-Latin artists like David Byrne learn if they've incorporated Latin sounds into their music. I mean, I mentioned in this episode that the high school version of me, when I was delivering pizzas in Albany in my high school years, would be rocking the David Byrne album, Uh-Oh. And I always say like that album kind of predisposed me to groups like Fabulous as Cadillacs, because in 1992, here was David Byrne mixing some very Latin-influenced sounds with alternative rock. And that record kind of blew my mind. And then a year later, I hear Los Fabulous Cadillacs, and it all made sense.
Now, the first season ran in 2009. What are some of your highlights from these past 10 years and 11 seasons? Your favorite moments, your favorite guest stars?
Alex Cuba, who is a Latin Grammy-winning artist. A lot of people would be surprised to find out he lives in a small town up in British Columbia. And I happened to be in British Columbia for another activity. And I said, hey, you want to be on the show? And he met me. And yeah, that was really cool. I guess you could say the most far north ever that the Latin alternative has traveled. But yeah, just having so many fun and legendary guests on the show, whether it was, you know, the iconic Latin jazz artist, Eddie Palmieri, who is just one of my favorite artists, or a group like we've had Los Lobos many times. It's just really fun to spotlight artists who honestly don't get really an opportunity to be heard on commercial Latin radio or commercial English radio. We kind of, you know, as we always talk about the importance of public radio, you know, people might assume, oh, the music on the Latin alternative, that stuff normally gets played on Latin radio. That's not the case. I mean, Latin commercial radio just plays reggaeton or mainstream Latin pop or regional Mexican music. It's just as hard for an indie band from Argentina to be heard in the United States as it is for an indie band in Seattle or Portland. So it's the same struggle for these kind of artists to get heard. And for us, it's a thrill to give them a voice.
Tell us, Josh, about this 300th episode. How will you and Ernesto mark this milestone event?
Yes. Yeah, so this was a very special episode. And, you know, Ernesto and I have a little habit. Ernesto is Argentinian, but actually spent much of his childhood in Greece. And so one of his habits is drinking ouzo, which he introduced to me. So I said, let's do this as a very leisurely episode. We're going to have a couple ouzos, and then we're going to talk about the songs that influenced us in our youth, and you could say predisposed us to Latin alternative music, and songs that just really influenced us in our careers, you know, and what made Ernesto want to start writing about this music for the LA Times, what made me start wanting to book these bands in college and promote them. I think it was a real fun episode and kind of made me do some thinking, really on a personal level, about what music shaped me as a person.
That's great. Now, Josh, it's no secret you were in a band previously. You were the bassist of a band called Hip Hop Judios. Will we see a Hip Hop Judios reunion in the future and hear it on the Latin Alternative?
Well, actually, I was the front man as well, bass and front man. Yeah, Hip Hop Judios started as an inside joke. We all had these kind of weird bicultural Jewish and Latin heritage, included, you know, we're fortunate to have collaborated because several of the members of our group also were in groups like Jaguares and Ozo Motley. It's been 10 years since we last put out new music, and I'm happy to say we actually recently went into the studio and are going to be releasing a new single. It's a collaboration with Hispanic All-Stars, this really great Latin funk band featuring members of Santana and Tower of Power. So it's really funky. I can honestly say it's the funkiest Hip Hop Judios track we've done to date. I look forward to sharing it.
Can't wait. Josh Norick, co-host with Ernesto Lechner of the Latin Alternative, every Friday night at 11 right here on WEXT Radio. You can keep up with the show on Facebook, Twitter, and at thelatinalternative.com. You can also subscribe and stream weekly podcasts of the show on Spotify and iTunes. And that 300th episode airs on March 1st right here on 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. Josh, love it. 10 more years, let's keep it going.
Yeah, baby. Gracias for all the support over the years, Dave. We love WEXT.
And we love the Latin Alternative. Gracias. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks so much.